Are you living in pain? Is it joint pain or muscle pain? If so, stay tuned. Welcome to Living Pain-Free with Dr. Mark Darrow from the Joint Rehab and Sports Medical Center in West Los Angeles. This is the program that can give you effective solutions for the pain that you've been living with. Dr. Darrow is a medical doctor board certified through his studies at UCLA, and Dr. Darrow uses stem cell and platelet-rich plasma therapy to heal your body. He teaches about the use of stem cells, PRP, and prolotherapy. Today's program could open up a new life without pain for you. To speak with Dr. Darrow, call 866-870-KRLA. That's 866-870-5752. Ask for a copy of Dr. Darrow's book, Stem Cell and Platelet Therapy. Now, here's Dr. Darrow with his co-host, Nita Valens.
Well, hi there, Dr. Darrow and Dr. Grove.
Hello, Nita Valens.
Good morning, Nita.
Hey, Dr. Grove. We're going to have fun today. We're going to talk about how to heal the body, and we're going to be using what we do in the office and explain it to people and educate them on how to heal their musculoskeletal pain. That means their orthopedic issues, the things they don't want to have a surgery for but don't know any better. So we're going to give them the knowing it better stuff today.
And, I like it.
Yeah. And the way it works is so simple. And this is something I've been doing for about 27 years. I was trained on this at my residency at UCLA. A doctor came in and said he healed 80 to 90% of his patients in orthopedic issues using prolotherapy. Dr. Grove, you want to tell us what that means?
Yeah, prolotherapy. So it's a substance mainly made of sugar water. So it's something that helps kind of irritate that area, cause some healing to happen. Dr. Darrow is one of the original pioneers of using this tool to help people get over their musculoskeletal injuries. After prolotherapy came PRP, or platelet-rich plasma, which was shown to be a little bit better than prolotherapy, faster healing times, less treatments needed to get that same healing effect. And after that was stem cells, which is even better than that.
And the way prolotherapy works, the word prolo is from the Greek word, which is to stimulate, and what we're talking about is stimulating new tissue to grow. And people go, well, how could sugar water help? It was concentrated dextrose that we used to use. Plus, there were other things. I used things like zinc sulfate, sodium moruate, which were irritants. And the way the body heals naturally for all of us, and it happens every day, we bump ourselves, we twist an ankle a little bit, we stretch out the collagen. Collagen is the structural protein of the body. It's in everything. And the way it works is creates some inflammation, and you say, why do I what I want inflammation? I'm already inflamed. The people that are in pain that have inflammation don't have enough inflammation to stimulate enough tissue growth. And the way it works is through inflammation, fibroblasts are sequestered or brought and delivered from all parts of the body to the point of the injury. So prolotherapy is, in a sense, recreating the injury, but a very minor one that lasts. The inflammatory period is just for like a day or so. And then the cells come to that area and actually grow more collagen. Now, we've moved, like Dr. Grove said, to newer type of technology, you might say, of using PRP, platelet-rich plasma, which is blood that we draw from your arm, spin in a centrifuge, and then take the platelets out and inject that. That also creates inflammation. People get a little stiff afterwards. But it also has all kinds of immune modulators that upregulate the healing systems in the body. So it's more complex, easy to do, simple. We just draw blood, spin it. You walk in the office. You don't need someone to drive you. You don't need anesthesia. You get a quick injection, and you walk out. And then, as Dr. Grove said, the most advanced treatment we have today, we can take your bone marrow, which is very simple to do. It takes us about 15 seconds once the area is numbed up on the pelvis and the back. And we can draw out a little bit of bone marrow, and we can either spin it or not spin it, depending on the part of the body. Dr. Grove, when do you decide to spin or not spin the bone marrow?
Yeah, so it depends on what area of the body that we think is the main pain generator for someone. So If I think someone's pain's coming from arthritis, which would be the joint space, so if someone's got, you know, knee arthritis, that cartilage wearing down, that's something that we'd like to spin the bone marrow down compared to something outside of a joint, which would be like a soft tissue structure.
And the reason for that, just picking up on what Dr. Grove is saying, is red blood cells are very irritating. So when we're doing a knee joint, which has a nice capsule around it of what we call synovium, if we put red cells in there, red blood cells, that will irritate that, and it'll create what's called an effusion. So you get a lot of fluid, and then you have to drain that out several times. And the nice thing is, the way we do that, Dr. Grove is probably one of the world experts on that, is using ultrasound. So he can put that little needle, he can numb it up, put that little needle exactly where the fluid is. It's not doing it blind like most doctors do and probing around and jamming into cartilage. And if you're getting injections by a doctor without an ultrasound, watch out, because that doctor doesn't know where that solution is going. I'm going to give out the phone number. I know a lot of people are out there listening. And if anyone has questions about musculoskeletal pain, about PRP, platelet-rich plasma, or stem cells, please call in right now. I'm going to give out the phone number a few times so you can write it down. I'm going to give out the website, which has videos of these procedures. Anybody who calls in is going to get a free copy of our book, Stem Cell and Platelet Therapy, Regenerate, Don't Operate. The foreword is written by the lovely Suzanne Summers, God rest her soul. And Suzanne Summers was one of the greatest proponents of using natural medicine. So she went through a lot of things in her life and learned that natural medicine was the way to go. And she was a very good friend of mine. I've injected her many times, her son Bruce, her grandkids, and we've had very great success with that. I've used this on my own body. Dr. Grove has used it in his body. Nita Valens, who's sitting in the background there, our great host, had prolotherapy work on her neck a couple of times way back in the dinosaur days. We rarely do... prolotherapy in the sense of using dextrose anymore. Although it can work, you have to do so many treatments because it's not strong enough. And I had a knee injury years ago, and it's very easy for me to just do prolotherapy on myself. I just grab a bottle of concentrated dextrose and lidocaine. I don't need my staff to draw my blood. And my knee I did about 10 times, and it got a little bit better each time, but it never was good enough so that I could go back and sprint, which I like to do in the mountains where I live with my husky dog. So I was getting frustrated, I then did one PRP injection, and the knee really tightened up really well, so I didn't have any more problems. I then went and did PRP mixed with stem cells on my knee, and that really healed it up very nicely. And I want to give out the phone number. I've been hinting at that. So get ready. Get your pencil and paper. If you're driving, it's nice to pull off to the side of the road and take your Bluetooth off so we can hear you. We love our callers, so please call us and ask some great questions. Wake us up. Stump us a little bit. The phone number, 866-870-5752. You can talk to us live on the radio in the studio right now. 866-870-5752. And if you, I hope you're not shy, because you can use a fake name or pretend it's your father or something. But if you are shy, you can call the office. There are people at the office that pick up the phones. They will give you a free consult. The staff will do that over the phone, just like we're doing free curbside consults on the radio. So the phone number to the office is 800-300-9300. That's 800-300-9300. And for those of you that want to watch videos of these procedures, or email us, because we answer every email every day, every page on the website has a spot to email us. And the website is very simple. It's www.jointwithjoint, joint-rehab.com. That's joint-rehab.com. So again, give us a call right now. We have Mark from Glendale with his shoulder. Mark, I'm going to give out the phone number one more time. Then we're going to let Dr. Grove answer your questions. So the phone number to the studio is 866-870-5752. So Mark with an M-A-R-K, I'm an M-A-R-C, so we're close. What's up with your shoulder? How long has your shoulder bothered you for? And what did the doctor say you have?
Well, right now, at 65 years old, I took a fall. And unfortunately, in that fall, I cracked my patella in half, and I feel like I dislocated my shoulder. The x-rays of the shoulder, and I've dealt with the shoulder for a while in terms of pain, and I've had some cortisone shots. The knee I've had replaced, but it doesn't feel like, and he offered to give me a cortisone shot when I was in a couple weeks ago, and I don't think it's in the bone. He says, you have a little arthritis, but he says, you know, it's been 6 weeks since the fall, but the pain is so unbearable. I have a hard time sleeping on that side, and I move, and wakes me up, and I feel, almost feel like it's not in the shoulder, like it maybe is intermuscular, or, I mean, because it's a little farther down from, like, the point of my shoulder. It's a little, you know, like an inch below.
Dr. Grove, why don't you field this call and give me your opinion, then I'll chip in my 2 cents.
Yeah, absolutely. Good morning, Mark. Dr. Grove here. So when you had the fall, did you feel like the shoulder actually came out of the socket, like it popped out? What do you think?
You know, it was a traumatic fall. I had my hands in my pockets, so I went down pretty hard. I was a little delirious, but you know, I raced dirt bikes when I was a kid, and I skied, and I beat myself up pretty good. So a lot of the pain that I'm living today with, I feel like is from that. I have a second knee that needs to be replaced. I've been told that as well. But you know, I'm dealing with the shoulder. I'm dealing with the pain of the knee with Celebrex, and that's been helping. You know, in terms of the shoulder, it feels like, you know, the pain is worse than the broken kneecap.
I mean, it was certainly.
The kneecap is healed well, and I don't really feel the pain that I did initially.
Well, yeah, so for a fall on a shoulder like that, really important that you get a really thorough physical exam where we can try to pinpoint exactly where we think that pain's coming from. In addition to that, I'm trained in diagnostic ultrasound. So that means we can get real-time images under ultrasound, higher definition than MRI, to actually look at the soft tissues as well. Anytime someone has a fall on a shoulder and they think, oh, I don't know, this thing might have come out of the socket, we call that a subluxation. So it's not a full dislocation where you have to have someone put the bone, you know, back in its place. This could be where the bone almost gets out of the joint space. So when that happens, you stress a lot of the soft tissue, all the what we call the static stabilizers. Maybe it's the joint capsule. It could be maybe some of the tendons and muscles around that joint as well, which respond really, really well to regenerative medicine. Platelets, stem cells, these are our tools we have at our disposal to try to heal up those tissues around that injured area. So we'd love to get hands on you and get an ultrasound on you to really pinpoint where that pain's coming from. But pretty common injury that we see. I spent the last 8 years being a team physician at the Division I level in college. So a lot of shoulder dislocations where we'd have to pop that shoulder back in right on the field. And then we follow it up with regenerative medicine injections. I really get these kids back on the field faster. So we certainly see those injuries pretty frequently.
So my 2 cents time. This is Dr. Mark Darrow popping in for Dr. Grove here. So I heard a couple of words. One is you take Celebrex, which is probably one of the most dangerous medicines on the planet as far as I'm concerned. If you read the studies on it, it'll show that it has implications and associations with heart attack. So there's tons and tons of anti-inflammatory medicines out there. That one is strong, but it's not healthy for you. And it's not healthy for you to be taking any anti-inflammatory medicines on a chronic basis. You can take it on a day where you can't move. That's not as bad. But it's going to affect your kidneys, your liver. And the studies show that it actually blocks healing because it blocks the inflammation that God put in the body to help you heal. So you don't want to take that away. So that's number one. Number two, a buzzword. You said you need a second knee replacement. You don't need a knee replacement. And if we can get you in the office and we can take a look with the ultrasound and move you around, we might be able to convince you of that. And the hardest job that Dr. Grove and I both have is educating people away from traditional medicine, which has to do with things like medication and surgery. We don't like either of those things. Yes, there are times they need to be done. You break your leg and your bone is sticking out of the skin. You better get right to the surgeon. But for most things that we see, patients come in, they've been to an orthopedic surgeon. By the way, I am not putting down orthopedic surgeons. I love orthopedic surgeons. I did a lot of orthopedic surgeon in my training. So did Dr. Grove. We love it. It's fun to do.
Oh, it's just fantastic.
It's just not fun to be the recipient of it sometimes. And I'm one of the key people who had that surgery when I was in medical school. And I loved the idea of it. And I woke up and my arm was swollen. I couldn't move it. And I had a fever. Okay. It took me 4 years before I discovered regenerative medicine in Misery. And I injected my own shoulder overnight. It healed 100%, full range of motion and no pain. And I'm not trying to tell anybody that regenerative medicine of platelets and stem cells works that magically. It doesn't. I've been very lucky as sort of the person who helped bring this out to the public, where I've done both my knees with stem cells, my shoulders with stem cells and platelets. I've done my elbows, my right wrist. I've had other doctors do every vertebrae from my neck all the way down to my butt, all of my ribs. I'd been a gymnast when I was young, and I literally tore my body apart. And every sport I do, even today, I'm going to go out and play golf. If I'm not hitting the ball 300 yards, you know, just slamming it, I'm not happy. And it was the same thing the way I played tennis. I had to play hard. When I run, which I'm going to do later today, I sprint. That's just the way I am. I love movement of the body. And I like when the body moves to its capacity. I don't like getting injured, but I do get injured. Luckily, Dr. Grove and I know how to inject ourselves so we can heal ourselves up, which is very cool. So that's about all I have to tell you right now. We're going to have to move on to other callers, Mark. I'm going to give out the phone number to the office in case you want to call in and get more information. And that phone number to the office is 800-300-9300, 800-300-9300. For those of you waiting to get the phone number to the studio and get in line here, the studio phone number is 866-870-5752. Mark, God bless you and your shoulder. I think we can help you with that, but we have to examine you first. We don't care about your images. Images are false. They give false readings of where the pain is being generated from. Don't be a sucker. We like to get images to see if there's something we can miss, and very often we find things that aren't related to where your pain is coming from. There have been two cases where I found a cancer that wasn't related to the musculoskeletal part of what we're looking for, and we're glad we found that. So we do like to get images, but we don't rely on that for the healing part. So be careful of you know, what a doctor tells you. If a doctor's trained only in traditional medicine, they got a problem. Okay? That's dinosaurs. And again, I love orthopedic surgeons. They do hard work and they save a lot of people, but I don't like all the surgeries that are being done. I'm sorry, I don't like them. I had one, screwed me up. And be careful. Don't go jump and think surgery is the answer, because very often, and we have this, Dr. Grove and I see patients every single day who have had what's called a failed surgery. That means that they had a surgery, they were told they're going to get better, and they got worse. Okay, so be careful. Surgery is definitely not the first treatment to use. If you tried everything else there is and you think surgery is the answer, God bless you. That's up to you. We're not proponents of it. Anyway, Mark, God bless you, and we're going to go to Brian. Brian, this is Dr. Mark Darrow. We're going to talk about your neck in a minute. I want to give out the phone number again for other people that are listening who want to call in, talk to us live. You're going to get years and years of experience out of Dr. Grove and I about regenerative medicine using stem cells and platelets. And the phone number to the studio live right now, write it down, 866-870-5752, 866-870-5752. And if you want to call the office, you can talk to my staff. You'll get a free book called Stem Cell and Platelet Therapy, Regenerate, Don't Operate. It's got about 250 studies about platelets, PRP, and stem cells, and how surgery is failing people today. So, Brian, you've got a neck issue. How long has it bothered you for?
Hi, Dr. Darrow. Great show. It's been a progressive injury, Dr. Darrow. I'm 65 years old. I'm looking at my MRI findings. Basically, the long and short of it is I have an arthritic neck. I've been to a spine doctor. He's recommending replacing C4, C5, replacing the disc and fusing the two discs below that. The discs have deteriorated, and the MRI obviously shows a lot of black.
Sure.
No white between the vertebrae, and they're talking about there's compression on my spinal cord and stuff like that.
Big question. Yeah. Do you have any pain or funny feelings, paresthesias down your arms or hands?
I did. The issue started about a year ago. I started getting the tingling sensation down my right arm. I got physical therapy at that time, doctor. I started using a orthopedic pillow and doing posture exercises for my neck. The pain has subsided, so that's the good thing.
Okay,
let me
explain something to you real quick. And I think, Dr. Grove, you can take this from me right now and give me your point of view on this based on what we're starting to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is a very common scenario that I get in the clinic. It's almost every single day someone comes in with either neck or back pain, and they tell me, Doc, it's my C4, it's my L2. So that's just naming the level of the spine where they find a disc bulging on the spinal cords somewhere in the spine area. And we do a physical exam, and their pain is localized. It's right over connective tissue or the ligaments over the spine, and it has nothing to do with the disc. Not to say that can't happen, like Doc was asking you about, at the C4, 5, 6 level, if you've got disc bulges, you can certainly have symptoms where that nerve innervates or controls the sensation of your hands, right? So if you don't have those sort of symptoms, having a disc replacement, in my honest opinion, is a really bad idea. It's a really big surgery. Like Doc talked about, it's very frequent. I get someone coming in and they tell me how much they regret having these back and these neck surgeries. And a lot of times it's not just one surgery. They'll go in, they'll do a disc replacement. They'll go in and they'll fuse one level. Well, now the pain's still there. They go and fuse more levels. Now, next thing you know, you're 5-6 surgeries deep and you have no relief of your pain, or, God forbid, you have worse pain. So very frequently we get these sort of patients coming in. Again, this doesn't really sound like something I'd be going in and having a big surgery for.
I'm going to pipe in here, Dr. Grove. So, Brian, can you hang with us over the break? We're going to go to a short break.
Oh,
I hear the banjo playing.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah, I'm really, I'm worried about having to do this surgery.
Well, I'm worried because when you mentioned it, I started getting sick to my stomach, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But hang with us. Yeah. For those of you that want to call in, 866-870-5752.
You're listening to Living Pain-Free with Dr. Mark Darrow. Dr. Darrow's practice is located at the Joint Rehab and Sports Medical Center in West Los Angeles. To schedule an appointment, call 1-800-300-9300. That's 1-800-300-9300. Dr. Darrow will be back in just a moment. Stay tuned.